Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Is a shame of to Shir number 7 in the Akdam and the Share Voidu, Holy Middle of Aizvol, it's on page Yud, where it says, Kmoishu Bebechinus Chiz Gashmi. Yes, we're holding in the middle of this Ois, where it's being masked that even though the Chesoyus of the Midas, the Abavir and Vegas, comes from the Chochma Bino, the Shoyush of everything comes from the Das, meaning the Chochma Bina itself is only Kalim to be Ma'or the Midas, but what's really Ma'or the Midas, that's the Indian of the Das. And we saw Barichas, you know what that meant. So, from here, Kmosh begins Chiz Gashmi, after he was Masber, you know, how it is in the person, he's going to be Masber, how it is, Benegeh, the Avodas Hashem. Before we start, I just want to read a few lines from the Tanya in Paragimel. Where in the Sefer Tanya, the Paragimli explains the same Indian, the Chochma Bina and the Das, and the end of the Parag explains the Indian of Das. So it's here at the end of Paragimul. It says, V'adas miloshen v'adam yodas chavo. Das is the Indian, the loshen from v'adam yodas chavo. Loshon is kashrus v'schabrus. Das is the loshon of yidia, but it means beikar is kashrus and v'schabrus. Shemekasher daito bekesher omitz v'chazik ma'oid. That it means the person's mekasher is das with a shtarka kesher. V'yiske machshavasi b'chazik b'gdus einzer baruchu. And he's tokeh his machshava. He puts his whole machshava into his boldness of the goddess of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein the mesiach daito. He's not Messiah Das from it. Because even if someone is a Chochm Benovin, he has the proper Chochm Bino. When it comes to the Inyo of the Hizboinus of Godless Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hinim Loy, Yikasha Daito, Yiske Machshavosoi, Bechoizik, Ubas Modo, if he's not going to be Mekasha's Das, and be Tokeya's Machshava, you know, like, fully put his Machshava, Bechoizuk v'asmod into Avas Hashem, lo yoyli b'nafsho yirav ava mitzis, there won't be a yirav ava mitzis kim demyon yishov. Without the das, which that's in of this kashas and this chabrus to the hisboinus, to the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there won't be a real historius of ava yirin dvekus, it'll only be demyon yishov. V'alkin das who kim a mitzis, v'chiyusom, and that's why the das is the kim of the mitzis and it's the chiz of the mitzis. And the das is called the chesed of gvuru pish avavan fel v'yiravan fel. The das, which is the kim of the midas, and it's the chiz of all the midas, is called chesed of gvuru, which chesed of gvuru is really the shoresh of all the midas, lagavi avav yirav. That the chesed is the avavan fel, and the gvuru is yiravan fel. So in other words, what it's saying here, after the tani was mazur din yom chokh mabino, he's saying that the das, this is really what we're seeing here in this ois over here. Just in the ois, we're seeing it, you know, more boimic, more with the Kabbalah oisius, and more that it's the shoyrish. But the thing is that the das, that's the hiskashus to the his boinus. When a person can be misboinus, he could be a chachma and a novin. He can make meridik his boinus, meridik pulpulim, and he can understand very well the inyan of the gamas havaya, the mamali, soyuv, etzim. But if he doesn't have the das, the hiskashus and the schabrus to the inyan, then the whole matoru, which is to be ma'or avir and dveikus, that's going to end up being the demyonis shov, and it's only with the das that the person is ma'or the proper avir and dveikus. So here in the chassidus muvaris, they bring from the riyatz beers. I just want to read this inside. It's on Amud Kuf Nun Dalet in the chassidus muvaris. So it's masbir that in Yonah Shaladas, Ein Rak HaYecholis Likloit Yidiyah Shoinis B'moyach. That the Indian of the Das is not just to understand, you know, something. Kolosh Nerov LePlon Yesh Yidiyahs Rabbis. That the person might think Das means like the Indian of Deo, you know, Yidiyahs. A person knows a lot. So it says that's not the Indian of Das. Elu Uskashus Vizchabros. What the Tan is telling us that the Indian of Das is from the Loshon, the Adam Yodas Chavo, that it's the Indian of Uskashus and Vizchabros. That's because of Adam Yodas Chavo. V'masha Adam Mekasher u'mechaber sichloi b'choizik ala inyan shkvar heben v'hizik. That the inyan of the das is that you're Mekasher and you're Mechaber, you're Seichel you know, stark to the Indian that you already understand. After when a person understands the svaro and, you know, the idea of whatever he's thinking about, then he's misboin and mamik is daitoi, harbat shesichli nasa mekushu and mekhubi binyan zeh. That the dinyo of the das is not, you know, to understand more ideas. Rather, the dinyo of the das is to be mekasher and mechabi yourself to what already you were misboining in. In other words, with the chokhm and bina, you were misboining properly in the dinyo of godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's through the das that you're mekasher and mechabi your seichel to the Indian, and that was more the proper avi and dvekus. So it says,
I didn't really stop.
Yeah?
You know, I'm missing something. So what the das is exactly doing? You know, if you're already doing bimis bainin and with the Hukma and the Bina, what does it mean to me that you're being miscashered to the Indian? I don't, I'm not sure what that's, you know, I'm missing some, and I'm missing some.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm reading here from the Simbers that where I'm up to now, it's going to bring you a muscle to bring out the Indian, you know, to understand it better. It's going to be from the Riyadh, it's like a muscle in this.
Yeah.
So it says, Liyasir Bir. So it says, Hamokas Hamachsovav is Boynush, Matarosa, he Havonis Vasogasainen, he Chelik Mikoy Habin Shavanefesh, that to understand something well and to be misboinen in it, that's called the ending of Bindo. And, you know, comes from the Chokhmah, like we saw in the previous voices. Vinay Adol, Hovili, Dekach, Shatil, Odm, Havon, Amitis, Binyan, Vlo Yedir, Shitches, Bilbad. That the ending of Bindo is to properly understand something. That it's not just an oifen where, you know, you get the idea, but bina is that you're misboining on each prat to prat, that you have a havana mitis in the inyan. Kloshner bein alel, she misboining besichloi, lehoven dover, leoisho, leomkoi, kishem misboining, umamik moivri gilus avaya v'chulu. That's the inyan of bina, which the inyan of bina is to properly understand the dvar chokhmo, the seichel that you're being misboining in. In other words, when you're being misboining in the gandals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, memal lesoi v'etzim, so the inyan of bina is to properly understand it and not just have a, you know, yedir shitri, avonis shitri in the Indian. So that's the Indian of Binu. Ve'ilo amokah shel koyach hadas, what's the Indian of das? He k'moshel odom ha-mistakel b'tzir niflo ha-goyim lo'y lizboynen u'lizamik boy b'sraksus g'doy lo ad k'deikach shekol kuloy mushka boy. The Indian of hamokah b'das is, for example, when a person looks at a tzir niflo, he sees a painting that, you know, captures him fully, and that causes him to totally be a rangaton in the tzir that he's seen, until his entire seichel, his mushko, is, you know, totally involved in the tzir that he's looking at. And he's mischaber and miskasher with the tzir, atzer shechech legamri al kol sevi voisoi. And until that makes him so attached and mekosher to the tzir that he forgets his, whatever else is going around him. And it makes the tzir like a live picture that fills up his whole moich and yeshus. So in other words, here this is, you know, this is going to answer your question, that the inyan of the das is more to make a person fully involved in the his boinus that he's being misboinin in. And that's the muscle he's bringing, that if a person sees a, you know, a painting, or, you know, you could see, let's say if you go to the, you see in the Flois Avoyri, you go to the, you see a big falls or something, you see something which is from the Neflois Aboyri, it could take a person, it could take up the entire person, and he'll be so, you know, involved in what he's looking at, you know, in the tzir, that he won't even realize what's going, you know, around him.
And he's like overwhelmed with it. It consumes him.
Right.
It's so real to, it becomes real.
Exactly, right. That's what it's saying, Kemech Sechai. It's bringing this from the, I don't know, some it's not the exact lotion, but it's bringing down this from the Rayat. So that's the Inyan of Das. Das is when you're making the Inyan, this Boinus, or the Tzir, when you're making it live to the Seichel. In other words, so, you know, it's two totally different koyches. The Inyan of Bina is to properly understand something, meaning, let's say, we're giving an example of a person seeing, you know, a nice painting, or he's seeing a big falls. So, mitzad bino, that would mean that he understands exactly what it is, and, you know, where it's coming from, and what it does, and what the inyan is. So, if someone could give a shir, you know, on this painting, or on this falls, so that's inyan of bino. But that doesn't mean that he's totally involved in it. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's totally consuming the person, that he's living that inyan. to live the hisboidenus, to live the inyan that you're involved in, that's the koi chadas. Koi chadas is what takes your seichel and it's mischaber and it's miskasherit to the hisboidenus. And that's what makes, you know, that it's, there's a real chibur mitzad the person to the inyan seichel or to the tzir or whatever it is.
So 1 second. So the being a part really is the intellect, but the intellect doesn't have any emotion connected to it. So is that by connecting the mitos, the emotion and feelings to
right.
the,
and that's
to
what
the
we're saying. That's why we saw over here in the Tanya and in the Hagdama that the das is the neshama of all the mitos. Because what it really is, it's that koyach that is mechaber, you know, it's mechaber the nefesh to the inyan that it's being misbonin in. The nefesh could be misbonin in something, but it doesn't mean it's attaching itself to it. But when you use the koi chadas, that means that now the nefesh is attaching itself and it's being miskasha to the inyan, to the tzir, or to, over here we're talking about in the chiyus halikos, to the inyan of this boinus of mamalis oiv and netzim. And it's like an extra avoidu. It says somewhere in the, I think it's in the hayom yoyms, it's in from the reyats also, that every hisboinus has really three steps. And if I remember correctly, the three steps are, first you have to, you know, you have to, let's say, learn the mimer. That's the first step, to actually learn the mimer. And then you have to understand the mimer, like din no bino, to properly understand it. And then the third thing is called the das. I think here he says it's like the real, but the inyan is like to let it take over the person. Meaning when a person learns the mimer chesidus about mamali and soiviv, so the first shlav is that he learns it. The second shlav is that he understands each detail properly. That's the bino. But then there's a third shlav that a person like takes a step back and he lets the whole idea, the whole mimer, you know, consume the person. And that's the koi chadas.
That's connecting it to the mitos. That's the only way that happens, because you're arousing the feelings and emotions that are connected to the what the bina was bringing out.
Now, even really before the midas, it's, let's say, the seichel itself. How do you cause the seichel itself should be mischaber to the, you know, let's say you're learning a mimer. You understand the mimer very well. You could give a shir on it. But now, how do you make that your seichel is being miskasher to it, that it has a proper kasher to it? So that's the koi chadas. That's when you're married within yourself a rotzin that you want to attach yourself to this inyan.
Uh-huh.
And really, that's really the bridge to the midas. That's what we're seeing in the beginning.
Yeah,
the bridge to
the midas. But I'm saying you're not going to be all consumed with it unless you get the feelings into it. You know what I mean?
Right. No, it's really that, you know, the first step is to use the koi chadas, and then that brings out the midas. You know, it's like it's step one and step two.
Right. Right.
So I think this brings out.
Yeah, that's helpful. What about this whole thing of the das be more of the rut zone?
That's an explanation in what's going on. Meaning, what is the idea that, you know, what does it mean that the das is making that the seichel is now mechuber and mekusher to the, let's say a person being misborn in the mind, to the Indian of mamalian soybean. So the answer to that is because the das is ma'oyer the rotzen of the nefesh alikos, which the rotzen is always to be davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Uh-huh. Before it's going down in the midos, you're saying all that's happening.
That's really hainu hach, meaning when a person zoicha to use the das, so then it's memelo, then now the midos will have the soyrus, because really the das is the nishmas hamidus. The das is the soyrus of the midus.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Yeah. So it's connecting back to the rut zone so you're connecting to the essence of the person, and then it's going to be must be into the midos.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back here on the yod.
Yeah.
So it says, "K'moishu bebechinas chiyus gashmi kenu bechiyus elokit." That in the first half of the Ois, he explained how it is in the chiyus gashmi din of das, and now we're going to see how it is in the din of the chiyus elokit. Shall they are das who soyer sarotzin, that the das is really what's ma'ir the rotzin. Shem the kudas halev shebechol nefesh, that the rotzin, that's the kudas halev in every nefesh, in every yid. Shebechinas chiyus shebe nefesh, the soyer sarotzin is the Nekudas Halei, which is the end of the Yechidah Sheh B'Nefesh. Like we saw that the Yechidah Sheh B'Nefesh, that's called the Nitzitz Nivro, that's the Shoyush of the Nivro. And this Nitzitz Nivro, the Yechidah Sheh B'Nefesh, that's the Koich HaPele that's within each Yid, that has that, you know, the automatic rotting and Yecholus to be Moiser Nafshel Kiddush Hashem. The Shorish from the Koich HaPele, and the Shorish comes from the Koich HaPele, which means the ending of the Nitzitz Nivro, which is Mechobre to the Nitzitz Boire. In other words, we're saying here that the Das is what's Ma'ir the rotting. The Das is the Kli, which is Ma'ir the rotting, and the rotting comes from the most deepest Chelik in the Nefesh, from the Yechidah Sheh B'Nefesh, which the Yechidah Sheh B'Nefesh, that's the Indian of the Nitzitz Nivro, the Koich HaPele, which is Mechobre to Nitzitz Boire, and that's what brings down Be'etzim, the Hashra, the Or Liki, down into the Chochmah Bina V'Das, and then into all the Midas. So through the Hamokis Hadas, Ma'or Koich HaRotin is Galus Bechob. So therefore, through the Hamokis Hadas, through this Koyach, which, it's not Bina, you're saying it means like, you know, intellect. Bina is more to understand each prat and prat, but the end of Das, rather, is more when you're making it live to yourself, you know, like you're thinking, once you understand the pratim, then you could think it over in like a big picture and let the idea take the person over.
How Marcus, how do you touch that up?
It means, you know, like being my Mikdas, you know, going into it deeply.
Yeah.
This is what we were reading before from the Reyat, you know, that we saw in the Chizm Uveres, that it's not another Lashon of Bina. Bina means to understand the pratim properly. Here, to go down deeply means more in the sense that you're letting it take the person over. Once you understand the picture, once you have it as a picture, then you let it take it over. And really the thing more boimic is that every seichel, when a person understands something properly, it ends up being like some sort of tzir within the person. You know, it doesn't have to be like a large picture, but even when it comes to a svara, when a person understands a svara very well, a very deep svara, so you could see that the person could say that like, he sees the svara, you know, it's living. Because the pshat is that the nefesh is mekabel the seichel as some sort of tzir. Like, and that's how it sits within the person. So that's this inyan that after bina, there's an inyan to like, see the whole chokhmah as a whole, and it's similar to a picture, and then you could let it take the person over. But that's why first you have to have the chokhmah bina, and then you could get to the das.
Can you speak that out? This is an important point when you're talking about the big picture, the tzir. You just want to say that over one more time because it's a critical point.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure I understand
it. Let me see, you know, if I found this lashon. It's in the Hayoim Yoim. You know, if I'll find it quickly, we'll say it. If not, we'll just say it outside. I'm not finding it at the minute, but in the Rayat says that there's three, you know, steps in his boyness, which, like we said before, the first step is that you have to have the actual limud, you have to learn, let's say you learn the actual minor. The second step is the bina, which is that you properly understand the minor. You know, you don't just learn it, you don't just say the words with the taich, you properly understand it. But then you have the third step, which is the ending of the das, over there you use the lashon of rio, which is that you have the whole minor as like a picture in front of you, where you're seeing the inyan and you're able to live it, and that's what makes that the nefesh is mischaber miskasher to the inyan.
So that's seeing it, and that's bechin of das.
That's bechin of the das.
It's not a bechin of chachma, because chachma is also like seeing a big picture.
Right. So again, chachma, that's what we'll see in the next days. We're the chiluk between chachma and das. They are similar, but over here we're bringing out the inyan to see it in the oifen, where you're attaching yourself to it. That's not so much the end of the chokhmah. Chokhmah is more like a koyach ariyah. Here we're seeing it as in the oifen where you're using the koyach within the nefesh that lets the seichel, you know, take you over. That's more the end of the das.
Okay. Well, why is it form in a picture? Why does he use that language of a picture versus, you know, why is it a tzir?
I'm saying
why is that a critical component?
That's what I'm saying, because really whenever someone understands something very deep, so it doesn't stay in his head as a being. It doesn't stay as an intellectual thing, meaning it doesn't stay as...
It's a prat, right?
The nefesh kind of like sees that dvar chokhmah that he properly understood. It's only after you properly understand something that it ends up being like that.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Right. No, so I did find it here. It's in the Hayoim Yoim on Chof Tamas. So it's from the Rayatz. It says, Shloisha min his boinus him. The three steps in his boinus. Aleph is boinus limud. First you have the chelik halimud. The achash ha-mevin in al burya whom is boinim ba'oimik ha-inyin ahu atra ha-sich limeir etzloi. First you have the his boinus of the learning, which is that after you understand it properly, the seichel is meir within you. The second Indian is that before the davening, you let the chiyus of the Indian that you learned, you know, take you over, and not so much the Indian of the learning, but rather you let it be ma'or within you, ava yir and vekus. Gimel shabat tefila and yano hergish alikis shabinyan shalomad, that you have the hergish alikis within the Indian that you learned. What we're saying before is really all part of the first line of the Rayatz here. But it's good, we'll say it over the way it says it here. That he says the three types of his boindus. The first one is his boinus limudis, which he says that, you know, first you have to learn the maimer, and after you understand it properly, which that's the bino, so then the seichel is made.
Isn't the first step hachma, learning it?
So he's saying here, first you learn the maimer, right?
That should be hachma, because that's just...
Right, that's hachma. And then you properly understand the maimer, which that's the bino. And then you have where the seichel is meir within you, like the seichel is meir within the person, and that's the end of the das that we're talking about here.
Sounds like it's going into the midos, not back up the ratzon. Sounds like it's going down in the midos. It's meir into the person. That sounds like it's going into
definitely. I'm saying over here what we're seeing here in the Rav Shel in the Hagdoma is that how the das works. Is that it's ma'oyu the rotin, and that's the rotin which is mechuber to yichidah sheva nefesh, the rotin which is his galus of the yichidah sheva nefesh, which that's the ikir, or that's the nitzus, which has the dveikus, that's what's coming down within the person. If you want to understand the oimik, what's happening when the das is made within you, the oimik is that there was a soyus of the rotin sheva nefesh, which that's from the deepest koiches within the neshamo, the yichidah sheva nefesh, with that. That is doubled in the Nitzis Boyer in Atzmus Alekos. So that's what he's saying here, that the first Shlav is that first you learn the Maimer, then you understand it properly, and then the Maimer is Meir within you. And that's the whole thing of the Das that we're speaking out here.
So when exactly of these three steps is the das bima or the rut zone part? You know, to get back to the yichidish of the nefesh. At what point is that happening?
No, I'm saying that is when a person, you know, it's koichish of a nefesh, which, you know, it's easier said than done. But when a person is able to use his koich das, that's ma'or the rut zone sheva nefesh. When a person is able to take in a proper inyan eloki and, you know, let it take him over. So that's ma'or, the rotzon sheba nefesh. That's ma'or, the yichidah sheba nefesh, which is dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And then it's going to be mayored out throughout the midos of the person.
Because you're being ma'or, a soyrus from the deepest koich of the neshama, which is dovuk in Atzmus Elikus. And that ma'or is going to be mayored through the whole person. The yichidah sheba nefesh, even though it has no kli, but it's, you know, it's mayored by makifin through the whole koimus adam.
So if you don't arouse that yichidish of the nefesh, which is that level of ruts, if that doesn't get, so in other words, it takes that bechina, this aspect, where of das being ma'or, the shechidi shev nefesh, in order really to be masakin and
to bring out the real avir and
to bring out the real avir and debate.
Because real avir
and amidos.
Right, because that was, and we'll see like in the hemshech of the perek, because midas, the midas is not an inyan sichli bechlal, and we see that the shorish midas and the shorish ha-maisa really comes from the rotzin.
Right.
So to properly be ma'or midas and the maises, you need that rotzin here, because that's really the shorish of the midas and the maisa comes from there.
Mm-hmm. Where's this sefer you're reading from? What's the exact sefer?
It's in one of my one from the Rav. I'm just reading it from the Hayom Yom. You know, that's the Luach of Chabad where it has every So, but really, you know, the way I was saying it before, the three steps, that's all within the first step that he says over here. He has really another two things, which is that after the, you know, the Das, he doesn't use the word Das. He uses the word that the Seichel is mayor within the person. That's, you know, that's the Chor Dinyan of the Das that we're speaking about here. So then he says the next step is that before the davening, you have to have a chiyas. You have to feel that chiyas from what you learned. I mean, you have to feel like avir and dveikus. So that's really like a step after what we're speaking about now. That's the base. And the gimel is that while you're davening, so you have a hergish of the alikos from the inyan that you learned. Meaning, it's not just that you're having a hisoyrus, but rather you're like, you know, you're in the thing itself. You're in the dvar liki that you were misboinen in.
So then, according to that, a person should be learning some of these inyan before he even starts davening, because
I'm saying to see it before the tefillah, because
right.
It's not just that that's a good time, it's because the matar of this bainus is not just the das that we're speaking about now, but it's that you should have the hergish and the actual tefillah should be a living hergish from that inyan that you learned. That is the aura of the tefillah. So if a person never does it before davening, so, you know, maybe he'll bring the inyan within the davening, but obviously if he wants to bring that inyan within the in tefillah itself, so the best time is to do it right before the tefillah. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
And what he says is that these are the three steps. He says that, you know, sometimes b'chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person doesn't have to go through step by step, but he could inherit the getlichkeit without any avoid the klal. You know, because be'etzim, if a person can reach the shorish and the shama, he doesn't have to go through steps. The shorish and the shama is always davuk in the Ora Lekin, the Atzim Selikos. But mitzat avoid it, when a person has to go step by step, so these are the three and the other. Yeah, so it says here, Valdei HaMokas Adas, now back into Amid Yud. Valdei HaMokas Adas, Ma'ori Korach HaRotin, L'Izgalas B'chubit. Through the HaMokas Adas, which that's what we're saying, that's the Indian that, you know, you're, it's like you're looking over the Indian that you learned, that's Ma'ori the Korach HaRotin, to be Mizgala within the Chochman Bino. L'Haskul U'Lahovin Ramusa Yizborach, that what the Rotin does, what does the Rotin do? Meaning, if you're Ma'ori the Rotin Shebenefesh, now, the Rotin Shebenefesh, we're saying, comes from the deepest, you know, koyach of the neshama, the yichid shebenefesh, the yichid shebenesham, which that's davuk in atzmus hakadosh baruch hu. It's called, you know, nitzitz, the nitzitz niver, which is davuk in the nitzitz boyre. About the word atzmus danke pshuta, you know, especially you see from the word, it's from the Eitz Chaim, so in the maimer from the Rebbe, the nitzitz niver and nitzitz boyre.
But that's b'china of ratzon or mois stima, right? That's of arach, right? That's what we're talking about.
And this is boyer you could call the union of atik, you know, the nizgalus of atik, the ainter shabradlo, which is nizgalin atik. So when a person boyer the ratzon shabanefesh, what does that cause? That causes that now the chokhman, the bina, could start working properly. What does it mean work properly? That it could be misboinen in Yonam Eliki, in Inyan Eliki, you know, in the proper oifen, because the Chochman Bina are Kalim. They have to have the Or from the Neshama in order to properly, you know, for the Kalim to be used. So that's what he's saying, that through the Das, which is Ma'ir, the Koy Harotin to be Mizgal in the Chochman Bina, Lahaskul Ulahovin Ramusa Yizbarach, that it could properly be Maskul and Mavin Ramusa Yizbarach. Ubitl Kola Oilmus Elev Yizbarach Machlal, Vakarach Napshoy, the Gufay Beprat, and to understand the bitl of all the Oilemis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And the bitl of himself, of his koich nafshe v'gufi beprat, meaning, because that's, we know that's all einu milvado, where mitzad, the emes, everything is memali soiv and etzim, meaning, the whole seder shtalshulus is betzim just a ziv from the malchus, from the oreliki, and that's in of memali and it's soiv, it's betzim bottle, legabe, the dvaravaya, has no metzias, you know, for itself, it's just a viv which has kmat no chashivas. And mitzad the atzmus, what that means is that even though it's only a ziv, but be'etzim it's a levush, which is megale, the atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in other words, what we're saying here is that the das is really the main kli which, you know, starts the whole inyan, because even though first you have to start with the chokhmah binu, but to properly bring the neshama, the Ora Neshama within the Kelim, within the Chochmah Binu, and Kolshim within the Midas, and within the Maisim, they have to have the Koich Hadas, which is Ma'or, the Rotten Sheba Nefesh, it's Ma'or, the Yechidah Sheba Nefesh, to be mayor within, you know, the whole Koimus Adam. And again, obviously, there's many Dagas in the singing, even a person in Zoicha, to stories of Avi and Zvekas from the Yechidah Sheba Nefesh, there's many Dagas, and many, you know, Madregas, where a person, what a person Zoicha to, and that's the whole Avoidu. Which, you know, for prison Zoich every day, he could be oiled more and more until, you know, he's Zoich together, Emes de Gedag and Avi and the Vekas.
Well, Wilmer.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a far out question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Why did Hashem have to create the system like this? Meaning, you have the Ratzon and the Das, that's really the inner Chias, and then you have the, you know, the rest of the spheres, those are all the, like, the Kaling. Why couldn't everything be, like, on the same footing? Meaning, you know, from Kesser all the way down to Malchus, and everything's the same Bechina. Why do we need two Bechinas over one of the Ratzon and the Das versus the rest of the spheres, which are all Kaling? You know what I'm asking?
No, yeah. So you can ask a similar question also, that when you look at the Seder Shtauschlus, so you see also the same idea where everything's a Seder
Shtauschlus. Must be a Makabo.
Yeah, you know, it's going step by step. You could also ask that. Mitzad the Kol Yochel, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just make that the Atzmus HaLikus could be in this gala straight, you know, in Toil Mahazah Tachton? Why does there have to be a whole Seder Shtamshlus?
Yeah, so what's the answer?
I'm saying, I don't know if what the proper answer is, but, you know, I'm saying, what you see is that the Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that everything should go, you know, Shlav by Shlav, Seder Mesuder. It shouldn't just be that a person just, you know, that he's able to be ma'or something, and the whole avodah comes down at once. There's a seder mesuder, how a person has to be oiler shlav by shlav to bring down the oiler key. I'm saying that's what, you know, it's not saying really a why, it's just saying what we see, that that's the rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You know, Rabbi Wilmer, it seems like this really allows for Bechira, this whole idea that I was thinking about it. Because this way, you know, if you don't arouse the paninius, meaning the ratzon and the das, then you're doing like mitzvahs and nashim lamadi. You can do things by habit, by rote. So, you know what I mean? It really allows for bechira, because, you know, it gives you all the different levels of how you could serve Hashem. If everything was, you know, let's say if you only had ratzon and das, then everything would be with chiyas. There would be no, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have free will, really. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever, if everything would just be the Ratzon?
You could, if you only had the Panim, you know, if you only had, you know, Ratzon and Das, everything would be with Chias. You know what I mean? There wouldn't really be free will. But if everything was Kalim, then everything would be Mitzvahs and Nashim Lamad. I mean, you could do it by rote, by habit. The fact that you have both, so now you have Bechir, you can do it, you can do things by, mm-hmm. by habit, or you can be more, the deeper Panim is, the inner chias, and on whatever level, it's an infinite amount of levels, and that really gives you bechira.
Right. I hear what I'm saying? Also, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, you know, something along those lines also, that this, that the Eibishter made us say the shtauschlus, is because the whole avodah shouldn't just come down, you know, at once. It should be with, you know, everything is shlav by shlav, it's step by step to bring it down. And to add on a little more, the pshat is that the atzim selikus, the Eibishter wants to be mezgal in every prat and prat, because that's the Shlem Sayichud, that it's being misgan within all the Pratim. You know, that's along the same lines what you're saying, the idea of Bechira, meaning that the Orali Ki shouldn't just be misgala, you know, Bevasachas in the Das. Rather, it should be misgala within all the Kalim. And that's, right. You know, Mitzad the Bechira, the person, and Mitzad, right. The Orali Yichud, right. Is also the Indian that The Eibishter wants that the Yichud should be in this Gala b'chola pratim. Every prat and prat of this world and of the person should be his galus of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, but in every prat you have a panini and a chitzon. That means you could, in that prat, you could serve Hashem in a chitzoni away or
be the das, if everything would just be the das, then so there wouldn't be a problem. It would just be his galus of the das. Over here, we're
right, which is with chias, and then there's no free will. But if you have an or and a kli, you could serve Hashem in a chitzoni is thick away, or you could serve right. in a panini is away in every prat.
Right. I'm saying, so, yeah, I'm saying, but that's, you know, something that you could say.
Yeah.
So again, it's really, what you're saying, what I'm saying is, it's two different words, but it's, you know, running along the same idea. The Eibishter wants that it should be everything shlav by shlav, and that's in order that the zgal sayich, which means zgal b'chol prat uprat, and that's what you're saying, that that's also in the bechiru, because that's how the person can be megala within all the prat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did a small piece, but you know, I think tomorrow we'll see the rest of the.
It was a good foundation for moving forward.
Yeah, I think the rest will go quicker because just like more arichos of what we spoke on now.
Right. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.